steel pipe for the Fortispecie Eagle Mountain, wood fiber gas pipeline project will be delivered on Tuesday, October 24, to Squamish. On October 17, at a regular business meeting, the General Manager of Community Planning and Sustainability, Julie Wenji, told council that they had recently been informed of the pipe delivery. Wenji said the delivery will take the pipes from the Squamish terminals to the Fortispecie construction staging location between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Mondays to Fridays and between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturdays for an anticipated period of 3 weeks. A spokesperson for Fortispecie emailed the same time frame to the Squamish chief several hours before the October 17 council meeting and relayed that it would add about a 1-3% increase in traffic. As transportation of the pipe gets underway, staff will remain in close contact with Fortispecie to monitor any issues that arise, said Wenji. However, Wenji called the timing of the pipe delivery news quite constrained when asked about Fortispecie's communication. Wenji would later say that they had initially been informed of the pipe movement on October 4, but by a third party, not Fortispecie. While council voted unanimously to receive the information provided by district staff, several council members again relayed their aggravations with the communication about the pipeline project, among some other concerns. Jenna Stoner called the short communication timeline for the pipe extremely frustrating, but expressed optimism that the staff were doing their best. "It is incredibly frustrating that we're having trouble getting the information," said Cowan. Chris Pitingle. "We've been trying to emphasize throughout this process that we expect transparency, and we're not seeing that, frankly," said Mayor Armand Herford. Wenji said that staff continues to engage with Woodfibre LNG and Fortispecie about the companies possibly funding more district staff to deal with the significant amount of workload from the projects that is beyond taxpayer-funded capacity. Council was also informed by Kate Mulligan, the Economic Development Officer, that the presentation to council about the temporary use permits, TUPS, for the laydown yard and temporary workforce accommodation will be coming in the next few months. Herford noted that setting the council agenda falls to the mayor and said they would keep in mind upcoming holidays to ensure the public can engage in a meaningful way. Later in the meeting, council briefly discussed a letter by the BC Energy Regulator that instructed Fortispecie to undertake another 30-day comment period about effluent discharge but also granted a 15-month approval for effluent discharge to enable construction timelines for the permitted activities. In response, council approved by a vote of 5-2 to have Herford write to the BC Energy Regulator, the Minister of Energy, Mines and Low Carbon Innovation and other parties their concerns about how Fortispecie's engagement should not allow the company to bypass the permitting process. Herford would also ask that the permit be revoked or paused until the regular permit process was complete. Pitingle, Stoner, Herford and Cowans. Andrew Hamilton and Lauren Greenlaw voted in favor of the motion, whereas Cowan, John French and Cowan, Eric Anderson opposed it. A gathering of about 25 demonstrators from Squamish and the Sea to Sky Corridor with the organization My Sea to Sky was outside of Municipal Hall before the council meeting, stating their disapproval of the project. The executive director of My Sea to Sky, Tracy Saxby, shared in an email to the Squamish chief a letter from the organization's legal representation to several BC ministers asking to halt the approval for effluent discharge to reconsider the application until the necessary public consultation period commenced. Please note that we updated this story after Fortispecie told us the pipes will be delivered on Tuesday, rather than Monday as they first stated. Get Squamish News Daily with our free newsletter. Sign up here.